Good day, Australia. You're listening to Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the daily financial services news wrap for Friday, August 8th, 2025. Let's jump into the highlights of this week's financial sector news. First off, we look at an innovative development from homegrown fintech leader Iress. They have unveiled a cutting-edge market intelligence platform called FundsFlow. This game-changing tool aims to give a wide-ranging view of investment flows and trends by capturing over $130 billion annually across 10,000 investments. This platform leverages 5 years of historical data, ensuring investment product issuers and distributors a wealth of timely market intelligence. The predictive capabilities of FundsFlow, developed in collaboration with Quantium, a data analytics giant, hints at an exciting future for the industry. Moving on to updates in superannuation compliance, the Australian financial landscape is set to witness significant legislative changes with the proposed Division 296 reforms. If enacted, this law will impact superannuation funds with earnings exceeding $3 million, emphasizing transparency and stringent compliance for all trustees. The intricacies of this development imply more meticulous asset evaluations and paperwork regulations, serving as a wake-up call for trustees to remain diligent in asset management. While on the topic of superannuation, Australia's MySuper default type funds reported their highest annual return since the 2020-21 fiscal year. A commendable 10.6% return for 2024-25 was possible due to strategic investments in international equities and a weakening Australian dollar. MySuper's success is a beacon of hope for all its account holders and a testament to the potential of effective retirement planning. In regulatory news, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, better known as APRA, has enforced stricter conditions on financial services firm KeyInvest following identified deficiencies in their risk management and governance. The new stipulations include a capital increment to $5.5 million that KeyInvest must meet and maintain until all concerns brought by APRA are rectified. This move from APRA underscores the importance of firms adhering to the highest standards in compliance and risk management to ensure consumer protection. That sums up our news wrap for today. For more detailed insights, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, wishing you a financially savvy tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap, and remember to make every dollar count.